Hello again. I won't lie, I was a little surprised when you asked to see me again. Well, after our last time together, you seemed, at least from my perspective, thoroughly broken in. But as I understand it from your message, the circumstances of this visit are a bit different, aren't they? Different than last time. Is that fair to say? Okay. To make sure I understand correctly, you recently hooked up with a woman? Or rather, you were hooking up with her, but then she started moving things a little too quickly for you, and you got nervous. Then it became slightly awkward, and you ended up stopping? Well, it sounds like you simply had a bit of a communication issue. She didn't know you were on the more inexperienced side, and maybe you felt ashamed, didn't want to tell her how things were moving a little too fast for you. Does that sound right? Yes, I think I can help you learn how to communicate better. Help you take a little more initiative. I was in charge completely last time. But remember, today I will still be in control, so you simply rest into me. You only need to do what I say. And again, nothing that would make you uncomfortable, of course. You can always tell me to slow down, to stop. Would you like to get started? Good. Now come over here. I want to get a nice look at you. Tell me, are these the kind of clothes you wear on a date? You clean up rather nicely. I'm sure you wouldn't mind, though, if I begin to take them off. Unbuttoning your shirt. One button at a time. Exposing your skin. Sliding it off of you. That's right. I forgot how sexy you are. My hands. Fingers on your chest. Sliding down to your belt. Unbuckling it. Now that I've got you started, I want you to strip off the rest of your clothes, except for your underwear, while I go sit on the foot of the bed. When you are done, I want you on your knees for me, understand? Good boy. Yes, like that. There you go, on your knees. Now, well, I have you in that position. I want to make something crystal clear. Like I said before, today I am in charge. Today you are my toy. You are my plaything. You are my pet. But like last time, I still want to be sure you are okay with everything that is going on. With everything that I am going to do to you, my pet. When I ask you a question, when I give you a command, even if I tell you what I'm going to do to you, you are to respond with, "Yes, miss." so that I know you consent. Do you understand me?
Speak up, pet.
I need to be able to hear you clearly. Better. Remember how important communication is. Do you understand me, my shy boy? Good. Good boy. Now stand up and come over here. Stand in front of me. You wore a nice, tight pair of underwear, like I asked you to last time. Very good. You remember what I like. I like how it allows me to see exactly how excited you are. I don't even need to actually see or feel what's going on underneath, do I? And it adds a little bit of restriction. Can make you even more excited. Bondage by boxers. It even teases me a little too, doesn't it? Makes us both want to take off that last layer of clothing that separates us. Then if I want to, I can grab your cock through your boxers like this and make you want it even more, can't I? Oh, pet, your face, it's bright red. There is no need to blush. No need to be nervous. You've done this before, remember? Recall how similar the feelings of nervousness and excitement are. Remember how it is normal to feel some of both when you are about to have passionate sex with a woman you are attracted to. That's right. Feel it in your body. Feel it tingling along your skin. Good boy. Now remember how that nervous energy actually makes you feel a little more excited. Remember to hold on to those feelings. Feel them, allow them, and then relax. And remember to breathe. Breathe, baby boy. Imagine as you breathe what you want to happen next. Breathe, but don't lose focus on what's happening in front of you. Let the back of your mind run wild. That's right. Focus and imagine. Now watch as my hands move toward you. I'm going to take these off you now. So I can see your beautiful, throbbing cock. I'm not going too fast, am I? Okay, good. What if I start kissing your cock with my mouth? Are you comfortable with this? Mm. I can see you are itching for me to suck your cock. Am I wrong? I can see right through you. But not everyone can read your mind. Not everyone can look at you and know exactly what you are thinking. That is why you have to tell them, Pat. Now be a good boy. Tell me what you want. See, that was easy. Felt good to say it, didn't it? Made you excited. And I may happily oblige. Or I might continue to tease you for a bit. But eventually, I'll probably agree. Because it's something I want to do too. And it's because I want to please you too, just like you want to please me. Tell me, did that make you more aroused? Hearing that I want to suck your cock? I really do. I really wanted to taste my good boy's cock. I really wanted to get it nice and wet. Because I'm going to have you fuck me with it. So here in a second. I'm going to get fully on the bed and I'm going to turn around on my hands and knees. And you, you're going to be a good boy and fuck your mistress from behind, okay? Good boy. Okay. Here I go. Come join me on the bed. I like to hold on to the headboard, so you can't just be standing at the foot of the bed like that, can you? Silly boy. As long as we aren't moving too fast. I'm arching for you. Now you can go ahead and stick that wet cock at the opening of my pussy. Let me make it a little more wet for you. Don't worry. You don't have to go fast right away. In fact, it's better if you practice teasing me a little too, baby boy. Oh, that's right. Go ahead. Put your hands on my hips like that. And then guide yourself in a little at a time, but it's fine. No rush. Oh, just the head. Oh, you're making me want you, Pat. Arching into you, my body begging for you to go in deeper. Oh, give me all of your cock, baby boy. That's right. Oh, yes. Both hands on my hips, Pat. Pull me all the way onto you. That's right. Oh, pumping into me like a good boy. Oh, yes. Now, do you want to go a little faster? If you're not ready, that's okay. Just have to tell me. Oh, you feel really good. Oh, so slow, so steady. Teasing me, fuck. Oh, good. Faster is good. I don't think I could have taken much more teasing. yes. Yes. I want you to spank me. Do you think you can do that? Then be a good boy and slap my ass while you fuck me. Good boy. Good boy. Good fucking boy. Now grab my hair and pull back. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. Do you like that? Oh, fucking your slutty. Oh, Mistress Hard. Oh, from behind. Then be a good boy and fuck me harder. Fuck me harder. That's it. Be a good boy. Fuck your mistress harder. Harder. Give me all of your cock. Harder. Harder. Don't you dare come. I'm not done with you yet. But you're going to be a good pet and make me come. So fuck me like a good boy, like the good boy that you are, and make me come. Baby boy, you feel so good. Fuck. Good boy. Pull out. Back up. I'm going to lay down on my back. Yes. I want to look at you while you come. Come closer between my legs. Are you okay with me wrapping my legs around you like this? Pulling you and that hard, wet cock closer. Fabulous. Now remember, it's okay to go slow at first if you need to. I'm very wet, very open. You did that to me. Why don't you start by simply teasing me a little first? That's right. Rub your hard, aching cock on the outside of my wet pussy. I want you to feel how wet you made it. Oh, that's right. Oh. Now use the head of your cock to rub my clit a little. That's it. Oh, yes. Right there. That's right. Tease me for as long as you want. And then when you are ready, go ahead and slide it in. Oh, you tease. Oh, good boy. Oh, sliding in so good. Take it slow at first. In and out. This is your first time on top, isn't it? Oh, that was your first time from behind, too. You did so well. Your hands on my hips. Fucking me hard. Pulling my hair. Leaving your hand prints on my ass. You are learning so fast. Last time I was holding you. Yes, like that. I was straddling you and riding you. But now you have more control, don't you? You have to take more initiative. Oh, good boy. You can't rely on me stroking your cock or grinding on your face. Bouncing up and down on you. You have to take more control. You have to read my body, don't you? Make sure I'm still wet. Pay attention to my voice and my breathing to tell if I'm still into it. You have to take control, and I'm sure that this is making you nervous, isn't it? But remember, nervous is also this, also excited. Oh, you feel good. Remind yourself that you are comfortable with me, that you trust me, don't you? You trust me because I know what you like. Pet. Oh, I know where your limits are, and because I know because you either told me or showed me. And I know when I am pushing you like I am right now. Pushing you to be confident, to take control. Fuck me, baby boy. You trust me because I know when to stop. But not everyone has this level of comfort or this amount of experience with you. Fuck. Oh, that little grind you just did feels good. And that's why you have to communicate like we are right now. I'm telling you what feels good. You don't have to detail your entire history. Oh, yes, that grind right there feels very good. Don't stop. Since you're relatively inexperienced, you need to let them know along the way. Keep things from getting awkward, and who knows, maybe they'll teach you a few things, okay? Like me. fuck, Pet. That also goes for stuff you like to do, kinks you have, and limits. Oh, that's good. Lift my leg, Pet. Oh, it's a different angle, isn't it? Pay attention to how it feels different to you and how it seems to change what I feel. Experiment and talk as you fuck. You don't need to have a detailed discussion beforehand, but don't be afraid to ask for something if you want it, like I just did. Oh, yes, it's so much deeper that way. And with time, you'll only get more and more comfortable, more knowledgeable about her body and your own, and more comfortable. Eventually, you might lift my other leg. Oh, yes, Pet. You won't even need to speak. Oh, you'll know. You'll know that it will ratchet her pleasure to lift a leg or to lift both. And you will trust them, and they will trust you. Oh. Do you think you're ready to go a little faster? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, I want you to go whatever pace you want, whatever feels best for you. I want you to own your control, baby boy. That's right. As you get more comfortable, you'll be able to do multitasking with your hands, like put my legs down and play with my nipples. Oh, they're incredibly sensitive. Oh, good boy. Squeeze them. Pinch them. You can lightly slap them. I like it all. Oh, fuck, do you feel how hard they are? Oh, good boy. Oh, you're such a good pet. Fucking me and playing with my slut buttons. Just like I like it. And just like you like it too, apparently. Isn't that right, Pet? You like fucking your mistress like this. Being on top. Oh, putting your weight on me. Oh, yes. Grabbing my ass. Fucking me like the slut I am. I want to suck your fingers while you fuck me. What can I say? Sometimes I like when you are on your knees for me, and sometimes I like having you split roast me. Oh, thank you, Pet. Are you close? Yeah. Then I want you to pull out. And I want you to make yourself come all over my stomach and my tits, okay? Okay. Oh, good boy. And I'm going to make myself come too. Good boy. Stroke that cock and come for me. Come for me as you watch me touch myself. Wet with your brie cum. Oh, yes. Stroke. I want your cum on my skin. Oh, watch my fingers dip in as you stroke. That's right. Come for me, Pet. Come. Oh, I'm gonna come. You're so beautiful, baby boy. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, look at all that. Oh, come. Oh, fuck. Oh. My empty pussy clenching for you. My legs still wrapped around you. Oh, that rope hit my chest. Good boy. Oh, fuck. Feel my heels slide down your ass and your legs as I unwrap. Come over here. Come to my side so I can lick you clean. Rub it into my chest and my tits, pet, as I taste my good boy's cum. Don't worry. I won't tease you with post-orgasm torture. I won't make you beg me to stop again. Not today, at least. All clean. I feel so good. Do you feel good? Oh, my good boy. All this cum on my body, shiny with it. Now I want you to remember, baby boy, to be open. Open and honest. Yes, that potential bit of embarrassment is better than having to stop because it gets awkward or someone doesn't like what's happening. I know you'll be fine. Judging by how good you made me feel. Baby boy, you did good. No, I'm not just saying that. I feel fucking fantastic. I have to go clean up this mess you made. So I'm going to hop in the shower. Right after you get dressed and head out. For now, I'm just going to lay here. Feel good. Feel how good you made me feel. I'm going to relax. And come back down. But before you go, tell me, do you feel a little more broken in? You are such a good boy.